Goldberger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and today is Friday. I'm just pulling up the fast chat here, and it's there, and today is the 27th, so 4/27, 2012. So we'll see if our co-host out there is Carrie, and tonight's our paranormal night here. And are you out there, Carrie? Where?
Yes, Ron, I'm here. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Friday night, we're on Station 2 tonight. So I'm just getting the fast chat up, too. So looks like quite a few people are listening and on the fast chat already. And so let's see, paranormal Friday. So tonight's the night for the weird and wonderful. So if you've had some odd experiences this week, or I guess at any point, and you'd like Ron's input on it, you can give us a call. I guess you want callers tonight, Ron? I should have checked before the show.
Yeah, callers are fine, yeah.
Okay, so if you would like to call in, then the numbers tonight are listed there under the Station 2 play button on the BBSRadio.com page, Ron's Creation Lightship page. And line one, the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, is 888-429-5471. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, then you do the country code for the U.S. and then area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So, let's see what we have on the fast chat tonight. Anything new you want to talk about, Ron? Oh, and we will not be doing the Q&A tonight. If any of you are listening tonight for the first time this week, the Q&As are a bygone thing for now. Ron has, I think it's 9 hours a week now of radio shows, so we're going to drop the Q&A for now. So there's lots of opportunities to type your questions in or call into 9 different hours of radio shows, so we're going to drop the Q&A for now. So, Ron, back to you. Do you want to start with any anything tonight?
Yeah, we could do, let's see here. Let's do a clearing here. And let's do one for your plants. So here we go. So we're going to do a cloning for your plants. This is where... Remember, your plants are a replica. We'll make your plants real. So if you have a plant or flower, you know, even if they're cut in a vase, that's fine. But here we go. Watch them. They might actually wiggle on your table. So, well, we got a beep there. We got a beeper?
I got a beeper. I hear a coughing beeper. Are you? Who's out there?
Oh, this is Shannon coughing.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good evening, Ron and Carrie. Say again?
You have a fur ball?
Yeah, I have two cats. I got a fur ball.
Okay.
Well, I'm calling from the ranch where every Friday is Freaky Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I would like Ron to comment on the following, if you would. On Project Freedom Radio, there was a lady who... was a speaker on that show. Her name was Joanne Richards. And her husband worked in... Oh, you did?
I met her back
then.
2005, and she had some alien photographs of the beings that I have seen and battled with back then. So,
whoa.
So I have met her at that one event, yes, and she had a booth next to us.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. Well, you know then her husband works in Black Ops.
Yeah, and he's in prison.
And I know about Black Ops because I used to work for the Boeing company. And but anyway, she said on that show that her husband says that there's a Stargate underneath the carousel at Disneyland. and I want to know your take on that.
Doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel right at this moment.
You mean the information doesn't feel right, Ron, or the carousel doesn't feel right?
The information on the target underneath the carousel does not feel right to me.
Okay. I wasn't so sure about that, but she did say it, and I was just wondering.
I thought it was weird enough to bring up. It doesn't feel correct to me, but I could be wrong, but I don't see any energy there of that.
Okay. Very good. That's all, and thanks a lot, you two.
Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, so let's do plant healing here. We're going to make your plant become real. You're looking at a phone replica. So here we go, taking out the replicas here. So 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. This could be flowers too. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 600. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 700. 10, 20, that feels pretty good. So here we go. Bring your real plant in your room. You're the only thing real there, but here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now we'll wait for a call in. We can have some silence here to have people talk about their plants, I guess. What do you think, Carrie?
Yeah, we can just hum, twiddle our thumbs, twiddle our toes. I'm looking at my plant. My plant, I have one kind of across from where I sit when I do the shows, and whenever you do this, it always feels to me, and I don't know what it is or if it's really happening, but it always feels like the plant is reaching out to me when it wasn't doing it before you do it. I don't know what that is, but I always get that sense from it. I didn't see any wiggles this time.
Okay.
Sometimes I've seen, there's a leaf in the center that has kind of shivered a little bit sometimes when you do the decloning. You know, I might just not have been looking when you were doing that because I was looking at Boss Chat, but yeah, it definitely changes how this guy looks. So if any of you would like to call in or type in or and tell us how your plants are, that'd be great. And you can see the phone numbers there, and Cindy's, thanks Cindy, she's typed them into the phone. Oh, there we go. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Raymond.
Oh, hi, Randy. Randy,
it's
the
Raymond.
Timeline crasher extraordinaire.
This is Raymond.
Oh, Raymond, I'm sorry. I thought it was Randy. Sorry,
that's
go ahead, Raymond.
That's okay. This is it's paranormal night, so I have something to share.
Good. Yep.
Great.
Okay. So I did the emotional clearing. And I did the 4-hour conference call for the physical healing. So I was on my 4th gallon of water. And last Wednesday, I was listening to the show. And after I listened to the show, I had a very disturbing dream where I was in bed and I felt somebody pulling my body shifted. My head faces south, and then I felt my whole body shifting southeast, okay? Mm. And then there was some type of presence behind me that was wheeling me backwards, and I couldn't see who it was, and when I started to speak, my voice was very, very weak. Whoever it was wasn't answering me, like, where are we going? The next thing I know, the wheeling stopped. I got out of bed. I looked at my left arm, and I saw about the size of a nickel, a light on my left arm. I was so weak. With all my strength, I managed to peel off the light. It was like some type of sticker that was sort of, it looked like a light, but I peeled it off of my arm. After I did that, I like crawled to the edge of my bed, and then I was back in my body. I opened my eyes in my room, and it was kind of like these grayish dots on my wall, on my ceiling, and the side of my wall. And I finished all the bottles of water from the conference call, but I'm still getting numbness in my, you know, my pinched nerve is not completely gone. And Ron, do you have any thoughts about this?
No, it does sound like an abduction process or something. Let's do a timeline crash on that and just take the energy away here. We'll look for the aliens that are doing
this
here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3. Energy's lifting right now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel, Raymond?
Whenever you do that, I feel more at peace, and I do feel a shift. Like, I did feel a lighter sensation around me. You know what I mean? Like my aura?
Yes,
So, you know, I don't know what that was, but thank you.
Yep, you're very welcome.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Did you get anything about the piece of light on Raymond's arm, Ron?
Just
wondering if that needs disconnecting.
I do see it like kind of a sticker, and I can see it leaving. I saw it leave, the energy. It was still attached to the body a little bit, but it's gone.
Oh, good. Okay. Interesting. Thank you, Raymond. All righty, so we have a few plant comments. Julie says her whole room was changing with the plants, and she's wondering why that is. So what's that about, Ron?
Well, I think you have part of a reality that's real in your room, and it's radiating so much energy that your room is feeling different. Well, think of it as if you had... you're seeing the change in your room. Let's just look at a different way, as if it was like a flower or a flower essence. Would it get the fragrance of the flowers coming in? Before you had a regular smelling room, and now it would be like full of the fragrance of flowers, and that's kind of the way you would look at it. If you could view that with the sense of smell. Well, just that part of the reality of being real in your whole room right now. It's from the flowers radiating a source energy to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, and so Jed is saying, so now cloned people are looking at real plants.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then the plants think of you.
Yep. Who knows? And then Trent was asking earlier on the fast chat here if there are any good sci-fi movie suggestions you can make. Ron, a few people have typed some in. We've got The Adjustment Bureau and Source Code and The Butterfly Effect. And then I know there was some 10,000 BC, Adjustment Bureau, Time Machine, Dark City. And I know you've got some others, Ron. Can you think of any on the tip of your tongue there? Surrogates.
You got the District 9 movie, and number nine. Those are two good ones.
Yep.
And got that new show that's out on TV now.
Awake?
Awake, yeah.
Awake, and then there's actually quite a lot of shows on TV about parallel universe. Fringe, that's an interesting one. I can't think what else, but I know there are a bunch. I think somewhere on your website there's a list now of movies. I think you have to hit the Wikipedia link, and I think in there somewhere there's a list of a ton of movies that cover all these topics that Ron talks about. So, Cammy was asking what bundle packages are available at the moment, and the Body Jumpstart is still up for another month. So that one's still running. And let me see if there are some more questions. I thought there were. Janice is yawning from the timeline crash. So Janice must have been on that timeline that Raymond's dream happened on, I guess.
Well, we could make your computer real. We want to do that?
Sure.
Hey, here we go. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 600. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 700. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 800. 10, 20, there we go, coming in. So kind of watch your computer now. Real from the hologram that it's being displayed right now. Coming in to be real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Gosh, that's so strange. I'm not even going to try and describe what I'm looking at, but it's different. Okay. I'm not seeing any questions. I hope I'm not missing them. I'm just refreshing my screen here. Let's see. We've got yawning going on. Reading, reading, reading. Scanning, scanning. Okay. Jessica's saying, get on the clone removal call so you can be like plants. Yep. And you did the entity one today, Ron, right? Friday is entities.
Yep, entities Friday. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was a comment about that on the beginning, in the first page, several pages back. Okay, let's have a look. Sarah is asking, how do you redo the 108 bodies, which ones you need?
Well, the first thing is to do the magnetic twisted body clearing to get them back into the proper sequence. Sure can help body with the healing. That's on the body jumpstart, too, so that's where you want to start with those bodies. Get them back into sequence. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Jason is asking if we can get on the last 8-hour call this month, which is this weekend, this coming Sunday, if you've missed the other ones.
Yes, you can, uh-huh.
Okay. All righty.
The problem is send me an email if you can't figure out how to do that, okay?
Okay. All right. So it looks like Mike P is getting panic attacks. He says, I'm tired of the panic attacks that I get. So that would be, I guess, extreme anxiety, would it, Ron? What would be a clearing for panic attacks?
Yeah, I think you hit that one on the head there. On the head. So that's probably what it'd be, extreme anxiety.
All right. Do you want to do a sample of that while we wait for some more questions?
So you have to remember, since you're having that, how do you get away from it, you know? Because the clearing can help you release it, but what do you want to replace it with, okay? You have to look at it like the psychic billboard with all the clearings, you know. After you have a clearing done, that energy is away from you, and you got to replace it with something, typically, because you want to be creative. So you may want to look at that, instead of looking for everything that's wrong, to see what you want to do to bring it forth into a new reality for you, consciousness. So here we go. New anxiety sample clearing. I'll count to 10. 1, 2. Think of one of your anxieties, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now I'm going to sense how you're feeling about the energies now. Just feel a little less anxious on a particular situation.
Got a beep there. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Yes, this is Janice.
Ron. Hi, Janice.
Ron, I got a question. I was watching your videos today that Ed had posted on the U.S. Stream channel, and I had a question on something that you said. I think it was the soldier recruitment video. You gave an example of light, and you said you could only give so much light because gave us too much light that it would terminate us because you would be putting light into darkness, you know, into our bodies, which are dark. Well, I guess I'm just kind of wondering what happens to our bodies if you put too much light in it. Do we just kind of like, will we just kind of like disappear or go into spontaneous combustion and burn up? Or,
yeah.
Just a thought running through my head, and I'm like, you know, what would happen to our bodies?
Yeah, I would say something like that. All I can look at is what the I battle the aliens. They just feel like poof, you know, they're gone. Oh, there's nothing.
They just
they're
disappear.
Like, put into the smallest particles that not be seen. So that's what I could say would probably happen.
Okay, all right. That's all I was wondering about, and I just wanted to thank Ed for posting those. That are some pretty nice videos to watch. You know, just wanted to put a plug in for that. Thanks, Carrie and Ron.
Thanks.
So what did you think of the two? I haven't seen them, so anything that was unusual you discovered or?
Well. You mean from listening to the videos, anything new that I discovered?
Uh-huh.
There,
anything?
It seemed like there was some stuff I was, I think like when you said that if you got cancer, you would, you know, kill yourself instantly. There are some things that I heard that I have not heard on the talk shows here, but... I'm always just intrigued, and you know, I guess maybe it's just because one clone comes in, another one leaves, or you know, I just love listening to the information. I can listen to it all day and hear new things each time I hear it. So they're very good.
Hey, thank you.
Were they mm-hmm. the talks from the New York Expo, Janice? Are those the ones you're talking about?
I didn't get around to the New York one today, though. One was on the soldier recruitment. Maybe they were from the New York one. There was three of them. Ed posted www.ustream.tv channel, Creation Light Ship.
Oh, yeah.
There were three of them, right? One was from New York, and the other two, they were from the one was from the expo. I think you were just at, so but maybe they were New York. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
No, that's okay. Yeah, it sounds like they are the ones, the Ustream ones that were taped in New York. Okay, great. That's good to know.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janice. So, let's see. Larry's wondering, I think the only question we have here, Ron, is from Larry, and he's asking, when people don't answer your questions, Ron, what could be the reasons? I'm not sure which questions those are that you're referring to, Larry. Do you know, Ron? Do you know what Larry is asking about?
Maybe Larry's asking about his questions, maybe. People don't answer or question. Maybe that's what he's saying, that if he asks somebody a question, they don't answer it.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. So if Larry asks someone a question and they don't answer, what could be the reason? Okay. All right.
Yeah. If that's what it is, but what I would think it would be is, number one, what clone are you talking to? And if the clone happened to have the information for what you're asking them, so has the clone been upgraded onto your question? You don't know how much memory it has. Remember, it could have an old Windows 95 program, you know, trying to talk to it in the terms of maybe, you know, Windows 7 or something. So it may not have the same information. So the person may not even be able to respond to it. Maybe the person just doesn't want to continue on with that subject matter because they just don't understand it enough to communicate. So I don't know what else to say on that. We can get some clarity again from Larry here to see.
Yeah, Larry, if that wasn't what you meant, if we've misunderstood your question, type in a new one or call in or whatever, but hopefully that's what you meant. And Ron Sarah is just asking if we need to redo the, I guess it's the magnetic and twisted, the 108 bodies in the magnetic and twisted clearing once we've done it.
Yeah, that clearing, you'd probably want to get the unlimited on it. Go through it maybe once a month because those bodies can come out of alignment. The external forces out there can do a lot to cause problems. Yeah, it might be good to do it once a month on yourself.
Yeah, I do that one about once a month, and I think probably every time we hurt ourselves in any way, just, you know, out and about, you know, not to do with abductions or anything, but just, you know, if you scrape your knee or you whack into the corner of something and give yourself a bruise, I always figure that I'm knocking them a little out of alignment too. I don't know. Is that right, Ron, or not?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, let's just try that.
Okay.
So, any of you had a problem, you know, in the last week? Maybe you hurt your shoulder or something. Let's work with. I'll put five bodies back into alignment the way it was before you hurt yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what bodies they are, I don't know. We'll just pick five of them. Your spirit will do this for you. Here we go. So first body, I'll count to 10 to put it back to where it was before your accident. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A fifth body. Holy cow. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll just see what people experience on that one.
Yeah, I yawned on number 2 or number 3. I did that clearing a couple of weeks ago, so that's pretty interesting. Something's out of alignment already. I'm trying to think if I've bruised myself or well, actually, the cat has scratched me today, so maybe that chucked a few of them out of alignment. Interesting. So what was I just going to say? I just had something I was going to say about this. I can't remember. Okay, never mind. A couple of people, Ron, are commenting that their computers, they're seeing a difference. Where was the one I was going to read? Oh, yeah, Brian says, my computer is definitely calmer, as strange as that sounds.
Computer, huh?
Yeah. I think mine screen got brighter is what I was noticing. I was kind of blinking and trying to see if that's what I was seeing, or it felt stronger or something. It was more something was coming out of it. I don't know what to describe. Sarah is saying my computer looks more solid, more real, and that is strange, the difference. And Terry is saying, yes, me too. So Raymond says he got the chills from the panic clearing. I can't even remember what you did. I think that was right as we got a beep. What did
I was doing the anxiety one.
Yeah. What did you do? Did you do a timeline crash? I can't even remember what you did.
Yeah, I think probably so. Oh, no, I did a sample of the anxiety clearing.
Oh, okay. So a few people have felt that. Cheryl,
what we could
says,
do for people, if you haven't been on the clone call, which is Thursdays, what I'll do is make your left hand real, okay?
All right.
And it'll last for the end of the show here, or maybe it might last till tomorrow.
Ugh, I'm yawning already.
To see how it looks compared to the right hand. So here we go. One. Get rid of clones here, so I'll do the first 10. And feel the moisture in your hands, left and right hand right now, to see how your hands feel. You move your thumb around, you know, and your fingers, check out how your one hand is feeling, okay? I'll first do the first 10 clones. So one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll start taking the clones out of your hand, left hand. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Okay, there we go. Somebody's done. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. 70, 80, 90, 200, 10, 20. There we go. Coming back in. Make your hand real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now look at your two hands. Feel if you have any moisture in your left hand. Less of that in your right. And just kind of put your hands out in front of you. And you'll probably see your left hand glowing. Where the right one will look like it was maybe created by something. it's just like, you know, like if you were to make it, if you did a sculpture of your hand, you know. The left one should look like it has an arc field on it that probably goes out about 4 inches. Oh, we'll see if people comment on that one. That's what these calls do when you get on them on Thursdays, is get you real. Now you got a first-hand experience. It could be your second hand, you know. Which way, if you're, I guess if you're right-handed, that'd be your first hand, right?
So, right. I'm a lefty.
Then you got a first-hand experience then.
Yeah. I'm looking at them. The light's not real good in here. It's fading outside. I don't have much of a light on inside, but it does look a tiny bit smoother. My hands have always looked older than the rest of me, I've always thought, so I still got the beginnings of old lady skin on my right hand, but not so much on my left hand. I'm staring at them now. I'm getting kind of an itchy feeling on the knuckles. Like, not tingling, it's itchy. It's like prickly. You know, like when you have a rash. Just across my knuckles of the one of my left hand.
Uh-huh.
Going away now, but when you were doing it. Okay, enough of Carrie. Let's have a look. Israel's wondering, can we vote for this radio station somewhere? I don't think so. I don't think BBS is on TalkStream Live or any of those. Maybe I'm wrong. Don or Seth or Doug, if you want to type in if I'm wrong. But I've never heard of that for these guys. Okay, Ryan is wondering, Ron, can Ron talk about the Macabre and specifically any suggested practices or suggest suggested ratios to spin the emotional and mental bodies.
Not involved with that at all.
Yeah.
I won't say those particular teachings aren't valid, but I don't have any information on it. So I can just say that you have those energies inside of your body, but working with them, remember, as you're spinning them, you're using mind energy, so you're using darkness to work with those energies. I wouldn't bother even doing that stuff. As somebody has had to tell you about it, or you read it in a book someplace, that's mind energy. I would not mess with your spiritual blueprint of your physical body makeup. I'd go to the beyond, to the way out beyond when you do that. I would say it'd probably be pretty dangerous. Stick with basic teachings and don't go outside of yourself. Like Jesus said, stay within. Don't get too mental with all this stuff, because the darkness is here to abduct people throughout this year. I mean, to the end of 2012. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Mossy is wondering what is the oldest an entity could be? How old could an entity be? And do they just fizzle out at some point?
Oh, I think they keep body hopping. But they, remember, they're going to be old. But as they get into a newer body, it will take on the traits of that new body, too. You could have somebody in you. Maybe it could have been a caveman. But typically, through all the body hoppings that they have done, all the people, naturally, they're going to probably forget about being a caveman or cavewoman and just be more of this particular era here. I don't think people have entities that would typically be, I could be wrong with this, but anything that would be over 100 years old would be a pretty old entity now, as far as what information they're bringing to you. We could try that. So we'll take out entities that were, way back when. Now, what's a good time period, Carrie?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's just go back to the Dark Ages. Let's go back to when the plague went across the planet, because lots of people would have died then, so there were lots and lots of entities.
Okay. Well, remember, these probably don't hang on
death.
That lifetime, because they've probably been in, millions of people.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go back, but they're still going to have their origin, okay? So here we go. Ones that were in that time era, even though they may not bring the plague to you, they still are connected to it. So here we go. We'll take out one of them here. So, releasing that one here, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you have that one, I'll do another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, just see how your body's feeling. And we could talk about the two spirits that you have in your body. You have one which is connected, that looks out of your eyes, that you normally talk about as your spiritual self, okay? That's the one that gets forced into your body to energize your body, to be with your body, help your body to communicate, with you, which hardly anybody in this planet does. That's the one that people normally talk about as far as leaves your body when you die. The other spirit is automatically with your body, and it doesn't leave your body because it is there to make the body function. So in a sense, that's the energy that is always with your body, regardless if the one that looks out of your eyes is there or not. I don't really have a name for that. It doesn't necessarily talk to you in your head. That's something else. This is one that just stays with your body, making your body function. In fact, did anybody ever hold somebody's hand when they were dying. I had that opportunity. When the person died, this energy came into my body. It wasn't the spirit. It was the actual, the body, spirit energy, and I had to release it. So that was, quite interesting. That was actually the spirit that was in the body, making the body live.
Interesting.
We have a mind of the body. That's a different consciousness. That's a different type of, maybe if you want to use the word spirit. The word spirit is used all the time, and most people just kind of lump the spirit into something that's invisible, but they don't normally make it as an individual spirit for different things. Remember, you have entities that are called spirits. I call them ghosts. We call them entities, emotional bodies, but that would be under the same auspice of a spirit. You do have one in your body that makes the body live. That was given to you by the earth spirit. Then you have, and it's still made of light. And the one that looks out of your eyes is the spirit that you normally talk about. And you have to be able to, the spirit that looks out of your eyes is there to communicate with you, to help the spirit that's inside of your body process of living. That's why most people are cut off from the one that's in their heart center. One in their heart center, you have to go there, find it. Otherwise, if you don't go there, it's never going to connect to you. And people think that they have their spirit energy outside of themselves, like your higher self. Right away, think of a higher self. Right away, you believe that in the process that, well, I must not be a high self or higher self. I must be like a lower self because I'm here. My higher self, the greater part of me, is outside of me, beyond all someplace. And then you're trying to always connect to that process. You have that belief system and teachings. And what about you that's here? What about the one that's here to help you? Well, that's some of the main the trickery that the dark side does for people, is to not have you really connect to your true spirit, which is with you. Kind of like, you know, losing a quarter, right? And you drop a quarter on the ground, and then you step on it, looking all around for it, wondering where that quarter went, don't realize that you got to lift your foot up to find it, you know? So, you know, you can't see the forest through the trees in the forest, wondering where the forest is. So, this, you know, all these teachings that are out there that don't include real you is trying to get you into another false reality, and that false reality will keep you stuck here and miss the ascension. You have to realize that to know what your spirit is doing, very intelligent. It's here to help you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That's interesting. I'll just quickly read. There are quite a few comments. You were asking how people were doing with their new hand.
okay, yeah.
And Jane says, I can feel life force in my left hand much better. Amazing. Brian says, cool energy running in my hand. George says his left hand feels heavier. And Janice says she does see the aura around hers. Marcy says she can see a difference. Will says he's got softer skin on his left hand. New says aching right arm. Any clones work? Not sure what that means. Sorry. Raymond, my left hand looks a bit lighter in skin tone. So.
What it probably is if the arm is aching, it just means that. Very possibly your arm is out on timeline, you know, which are clones of you, and they probably are working with you on the emotional process or physical process of having a problem with the arm. So you're probably feeling the energy, making your hand real. Maybe hand would normally be aching too, but the hand being real now, not have the pain, how I would perceive it, and the arm would have the pain because the arm is not a real arm, and the clones that are coming into the body now can only work with the part that is not cloned, which is your arm, so you're having aches in your arm because it's not a real arm. That's how it works. If you see me doing the in either L.A. or New York, where I have people come up to the front when I do the replica decloning of them, first of all, it's very interesting when I first ask for volunteers because people are very interested in what I'm doing. That's the first thing. And then they come up, and a lot of them don't know what to expect, or maybe they've been to ones before and they've seen it. And all of a sudden, they're just standing there, and when I get done, they're all smiling, and they feel better. And it just, and when I ask about, they don't really know how to respond typically to my questions because some people, their pain has been left, and I have to ask if they had any pain relief, you know. And then they'll comment, yeah, I have that. But they're probably, you know, like I said, the light does such a good job at healing that you don't really know what you had before. And all of a sudden it's taken away from you. And you don't live in the past because the light only works in the now. So even if you had a bad problem, you may have forgot about it until I ask about it. And they go, oh, yeah, I did have a pain. It's gone now. Where normally they probably, you know, after maybe an hour, they wouldn't even realize that they had a pain, you know, for a couple of weeks because it would be out of their consciousness. That's the way the light works. But it's really hard sometimes for people to in a sense, send me referrals sometimes because they don't know where they were in the past, and you shouldn't even have to worry about it. Remember, your DNA is recycling. Once you get that stuff cleaned out of you and you get it healing on, you know, there's no reason to go revisit that old mess of garbage because you don't need to. This is why the light works so quickly and fast when it does the healing because, you know, it doesn't bring up the old issues, and you don't have the memory of the past. This is what it's like to live on a planet of light. You don't retain any information. You just enjoy yourself in the moment. You don't think about what happened, you know, 10 minutes ago or hours ago or a week ago. It's not in your consciousness. It's everything's in the moment. So when you're in the moment, you have a healing like that, having the replicas taken out of you, all of a sudden you're brand new. You're not going to want to look back on the past, see where you were. You don't even have any records of it typically. Although you could bring it up if you really think hard, trying to go fishing for it. Normally, it's just like, walk away, Renee, you know, I'm doing good. And some people don't even realize that they've had a healing until somebody mentions to them, saying, hey, you know, you used to have this problem. And you go, oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? And you go, wow, I haven't had that since I had this clearing. Because it's out of your consciousness. Remember, the DNA in you bringing you back into the past. And when you have the clearing, the DNA is wiped out. You can still get a memory of it if you wish to go back and look at it. Myself, it's very hard. I look back here. I can't remember what was stated or said maybe 15 minutes ago. I remember talking about the different spirits that you have. Beyond that, I kind of remember the hand. But, I'm bringing it back step by step. I remember doing the body clearing with a few of those bodies, but other than that, I really got to look for it. I don't want to hang on to the energy. If I hang on to the energy, then I'm in judgment, and I got to work on it. But I don't want to do that. I just want to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. As you keep bringing the past up, that's more stuff. Just walk away, know that it's gone. You know, continue on with your life. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Couple of things. We just got a few minutes left here. New was asking if the 108 body clearing is available, and the one we're talking about tonight, New, is the 108 bodies that are listed in the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing. That one you go through and you untwist and clear each of the 108. So that's the one we were referring to, and it is available either as a clearing on its own, but it's also part of the Body Jumpstart clearing that's running another month, which is the bundle that Ron put together for everybody for a discounted price. So if you want to do the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing right now, I would recommend that you get the whole bundle because there are five clearings in that, and there's a tremendous amount of stuff that gets cleared in that clearing. So that's the one that where we were referring to 108 bodies. And then Marcy was asking, on the special clearing, do we have to put on the same info each time? And I'm not too sure what you mean, Marcy, but every time you run a clearing, you do have to obviously input information. If you're using it for an illness and you want to run it more than once, every time, you know, you can just hit that button that says repeat clearing. If you've entered everything and it's the screen is still up and you want to run it again, you can, if there's a repeat clearing button, which there is on pretty much all of them, I think, you can just hit that. But if the screen has gone down and you're pulling it up again, you would need to input all the same information. Or if you had a different physical thing that you were doing on the special clearing, I guess it would be different information. So I hope I'm understanding that right. I don't know if you have a different understanding of Marcy's question, Ron, and something different to say.
Oh, that sounds about right to me, because you do have to specify where you are and look at where you are. Maybe something's changed. No. Look at your body. Maybe part of that clearing that you had or the clearing that you had maybe changed something. So now you want to specify something different. That would be much like on the psychic billboard. You want to input where you are right now. Wait a couple days, we'll say, or even daily, and see where you are with the energy, because you're going to see people responding to you differently. And then, you know, input where you are now to make a difference for, you know, today and tomorrow, we'll say. So you do want to keep up to date with everything to change it.
Okay. And then Ron Gary has a question. I'm thinking Gary must be a new listener because he's asking, what is a clone? So could you explain that for Gary and anyone else who's listening to this for the first time?
Well, for the first time, it's going to sound really strange to you. But I could say that probably most people on this planet are clone bodies, replicas of the real you. And the real you happens to come here maybe 2 hours out of the month, as the real you needs to ground to your skeleton. So a clone is an artificial intelligent body, and that type of body is in your space. As you have that body released, remember, the external forces create these bodies, and you could have a new own version of you every 10 minutes coming in. So when you do become real you here, then you feel better, your body changes, and, you know, it's quite something when I watch people at the expos and their clothing will change. Sometimes it'll actually change colors. Because the alien race that's bringing you in every 10 minutes, the different races or the different aliens that are controlling you, living off of your energy, downloading to you your thoughts, they have to make a body that looks like the last one. So what happens is when you have a clone replica of you here, clone replica will take off from the last clone. This is why sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel quite right. Maybe you don't know where you put certain things. This is a common issue. You know, you go to bed, and maybe you don't put your clothes away properly, whatever that would be. Or you put your shoes someplace else. And the new clone comes in, and it's running a program, you know, from the last clone, maybe the night before, that puts your shoes, you know, by your door. Now you wake up, a new clone replica of you, go to the door and you go, man, where'd my shoes go? And you have no memory that you left them, you know, in your garage, okay? You're looking all around for your shoes and you go, man, I don't know where I put these things. Well, if the other clone was with you that took the shoes off, it would know that it's in your garage. So now you have to go through the process of trying to figure out what's happened to you. That's only because memory is passed on to the next one, but sometimes you don't always pass on everything. But just watch people when you talk to them, and a lot of times when a new clone comes in, the body will jerk. Sometimes the speech will change, the handwriting will change. You might see somebody's appearance look different. Remember, because each alien race that brings in replica of you has to create you over again. So they have, remember, they stop time. They could have time stop for a week. You would never know that because time has stopped for everybody. So they're just putting you into the room that has all the makeup, and they're creating you the way you're supposed to look. And, you know, you have the wardrobe room, you know, and they're making you look pretty, and then they pop you in here. And then they give you a two-week memory. And that's kind of the way it works. But watch people, and you can see them changing. You know, it's very easy to sit there and watch. And now you could be changing, too. But remember that they can be turned off and on at different intervals than what you are. So, but time is frozen. Not as if, you know, they do one particular clone timeline, you know, stop for everybody. It goes off and on. That's why you've heard about people who've been into accidents, and the policeman comes out and talks to 10 different people. These 10 people will normally have a different view on what actually happened because a different clone coming in there, and they will relate to situations that they've seen in their life from past accidents, bringing forth that information. And it looks like we got to go. So, everybody, hopefully I answered your question. If you're interested in having a decloning, Thursday nights, 5:30 PST. Thank you, Carrie. Blessings, and we need to run. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone. Next BBS show, Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, Station 1. Night-night.